At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
The trial of Donna Adelson, it is coming up later this year. We just recently learned that the hitman who went and took out Dan Markell is planning on testifying against her in the case. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, as we start to dive deeper into Donna Adelson and the psychology of who this woman is. I think we're learning about a very narcissistic mother, a very controlling narcissistic mother. And they're interesting folks when it comes down to it. The control that they can exert over their adult children is kind of shocking sometimes. And sometimes people just get away and they're like, I don't want any more of this. But clearly, I think the Adelson family stayed pretty tied together for the most part, even into adulthood. Let's take a listen to what Wendy Adelson had to say about her on the stand. That I want to get your take on who Donna Adelson is as we're getting closer and closer to that trial. Let's take a look.
It reads, however, the rest of your life and consequently Dad's, mine, and yes, even Charlie's will be affected by how well you can perform / act before July 31st. You need to be a good actress when you want to. I've seen you in action. You need to put on the performance of your life. Gibbers hasn't beaten the Adelson family yet. Who's Gibbers?
Gibbers, she's referring to Danny.
So in this, again, your mom is referencing how everyone's life is being affected by this relocation, including your brother, Charlie. Do you agree with that?
That is what she said, yes.
All right. Is your mom overprotective of you?
Yes.
All right. And is it fair to say she's, you know, a little on the controlling side?
I don't think she's controlling, but she's definitely overprotective.
I mean, a lot of kids who are still enmeshed in, or adults who are with their parents still enmeshed in that relationship, aren't going to see that controlling, you know, side. Mm-hmm. They're going to see it more as, oh, you know, she's just overly concerned. And I think that's mm-hmm. probably where they're at, or at least Wendy was at that moment in time. What's your take on Donna from what we learned about that? Because that was her letter to Wendy, or a text to Wendy, talking about what she needs to do after that murder.
Just shocking. I mean, talking about incriminating, right? Mm-hmm. And you hit the nail on the head with enmeshed family. It's bizarrely enmeshed. And I think it's healthier when kids are dealing with a parent like that. They move across the country. Mm-hmm. You know, they try to individuate and become their own selves. This almost had the sense of a crime family. Yeah. You know, we hang together. Nobody gets us. Nobody's taking us down. Really horrendous and creepy. And it makes my skin crawl when I run into parents like that.
Can you explain, I know what it is, but you're going to explain it a hell of a lot better than I can, enmeshment with a family like this, and just kind of the dynamics of how that works, how, one is kind of taking this role, one's taking that role, and everybody kind of has to play their part, otherwise things get kind of crazy.
I think you explained that really well. It's enmeshment. It's the lack of boundaries between one person's identity and the other person's identity. So parents that tend to be enmeshed, they live through their children. They, you know, consider that everything their children is doing is about them. They don't see their children as separate people. And yes, they are controlling whether the kids recognize it or not. You know, there's everything the parent does, there's a strategy. And they use their kids to meet their own needs rather than seeing that, hey, my kid is an individual. I gave birth to them. But that's, you know, after they're 18, they're living their own life. And in enmeshed families, there's just this sense of it's really icky. And this ongoing sense of there's this incredible unity that one affects the other all the time because, you know, in grad school, I remember them saying an enmeshed family is where someone sneezes in the room and everybody jumps forward to react with a tissue. You know, it's just like this over responsiveness to each other.
Can an enmeshed family be created just by like one individual like Donna here? Or do you have to have multiple narcissistic personalities in the family of mom and dad or mom and maybe one of the kids or something to really create that tighter bond and that reinforcement of that bond? Or can it just be done and really, you know, the driving force be one person?
I'm not anti-mom by any means, but when I see these kind of families, it usually is a very dominating, narcissistic, strong-willed, controlling mother who seems to set the tone for the family like that. And narcissistic parents often have narcissistic kids, you know, for whatever combination of biology and environment goes on to create that. But, you know, it's sort of bizarre, and I'm almost laughing because I'm seeing faces as we talk about this, of the power some moms have to create this. And if you have a very passive dad, they just sort of hand the power over to her and go right along with it.
I'm kind of laughing because I'm seeing faces as well as you're talking about it. And this is, I mean, when we're talking about the Adelsons, talk about, the father here in all of this, you know, because Harvey, he's been pretty quiet through all of this and has not been charged with anything. From what we can tell, he is kind of the quiet dad, the kind of playing that exact role that you're talking about there.
Yeah, that's what I typically see. In fact, I can't think of an enmeshed family where I have not seen that. Passive dad, dominating narcissistic mom. And when the kids become healthy, they move across the country. They may not cut all ties, but they definitely get some distance. But there are those families where the kids just don't ever do that. And it doesn't ever end well. There's always, not necessarily in murder, but you end up with a lot of really pathological stuff.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly.
So you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.